All right, everyone, welcome to the 2018 NFL Draft. I have Xavier Rhodes. We already drafted you, man.
Yeah, man.
What are you doing here?
Just trying to live in the moment again, you know. I'm here with the fans, trying to see how the whole feeling is, you know, to be out here with the fans. It's a great feeling.
Okay.
You know, the fans, they're diehard fans.
Right.
Legit. I walked up and, like, yeah, I feel like I was about to get tackled.
Yeah, I'm sure they were happy to see you, man. But I mean, you know you can't get drafted, right?
I can't.
Okay.
You don't want. It's not for me though.
Okay, good.
I'm here for the fans, you know, to show love and support for the Viking fans, and also show love and support, you know, what I'm saying, to the organization,
yeah,
to the Wills and Zim and the whole team, you know. So at the end of the day, they did give me the opportunity to play for the Vikings, to play for them, and I feel like I've been doing good so far. I've been making them proud and the fans proud. As you can see, I almost got tackled.
Yeah.
But just show my appreciation to the fans.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all right. You've been doing okay.
I've been doing all right.
You've been all right. He's been okay.
It's just average.
Right.
You know, I can get down above average,
yeah,
status.
You can do better.
I can do a lot better.
Right. What do you remember about this night, though, for you? The night you were drafted?
It was a scary night. Nights like this, you don't. When you're in a process, you think like you know where you're going, like,
yeah,
you're top 15 because you listen to all the mock drafts and all the people, you know, the analysts and stuff that tell you you might go here, go there. So you think you have a good thinking process, a good mind, or you think you might go, but at the end of the day, you don't know. Like, prime example, no one thought, you know, Baker Mayfield is going to go first pick, you know. But that's a great example of where, like, you cannot predict the draft. You know, you never know what a team needs or wants. And it's a scary part that you could be either drafted first pick or last pick or second round, thinking you might be first round. But, you know, it's a scary thing, but also it's an opportunity to showcase and your dreams coming to reality.
Yeah.
And I was one of those guys that was fortunate to go first round. And I'm happy I got picked by the Vikings.
It's an exciting night. But then at the end of the day, no matter when you're taken, early, late, or not selected at all, you all get on the same level playing field. Got to compete.
Just got to compete. Because if you don't compete, if you don't show up, I mean, we all know what happens after that.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's all about, and not all about the pick at the end of the day, but it's all about how long you can stand in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, how long you can last. How long you can play to a certain level, to a high level. You know, that's all it's about. It's all about your work ethic, all about how you take care of your body and everything else. So, I mean, if you have those things, I believe you'll last long.
All right, it's crazy here. It's loud. Lots of stuff going on. But words of wisdom from Xavier Rhodes. Thanks a lot, man. See you back in Minnesota.
Thank you.
All right.